Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, we've just had a statement in from Doug Beattie, the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party. Well, he's not the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party anymore, according to this, because he says it's now clear that some believe the momentum needed to keep the Ulster Unionist Party moving in the right direction cannot come from me. Irreconcilable differences between myself and party officers, combined with the inability to influence and shape the party going forward, means that I can no longer remain the party leader. Therefore, I shall stand down as the party leader and allow the party to immediately begin the process to select a new leader who may maintain the confidence of the party and continue the momentum that I have started. So that's Doug Beattie, who's standing down as Ulster Unionist Party leader. Who will take over? Have they many more in there who haven't been leader who could step up and who could take over that role? We might return to that as it develops over the course of the morning. That's Doug Beattie from the Ulster Unionist Party, who stepped down as leader. Now, as I mentioned before the break, Hurricane Ernesto is going to cross Ireland this week, bringing with it wet and windy conditions. By the time it reaches Ireland, it won't be classed as a hurricane, but storms might mean that Ireland could face thunderstorms and potential flooding in the coming days. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather joins me now on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
So Hurricane Ernesto, which has gone through Bermuda over the weekend, a nasty storm. But by the time it gets here, it certainly isn't going to be a hurricane anymore. But we might feel it, right?
Yeah, no, it will certainly still bring some bad weather to us. It's really going to be a very windy week, even before Ernesto. Today is going to get quite windy, and obviously there's heavy rain crossing the country. But then it's Wednesday night, really, that Ernesto, or the remains, what was Ernesto, will be hitting the west coast through Wednesday night. I suppose the good thing about it is the worst of it will probably be overnight. But bringing some strong winds, especially into the west, but really right across the country, and then clearing on Thursday. But thankfully, it's a long way from Bermuda to Ireland. So by the time Ernesto gets to Ireland, it will really have lost a lot of its energy, and it doesn't look like it's going to reinvigorate as it comes close to us either, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. So nothing like Ophelia, say, back in 2017, which most people will remember.
No, certainly not. I mean, Ophelia was a very strong hurricane that came from a very short route up from the south and maintained a lot of its intensity as it very got close to Ireland, really. It was only then that it lost its hurricane status. So no, this is a different beast altogether, but it has done some damage in Bermuda, and it is still going to be a weather system that's going to impact us. And it is going to be, as I say, unseasonably windy all week. So, you know, if you enjoyed the fine weather at the weekend and you might have had some furniture or bits and pieces outdoors, it now would be a good time to go and maybe bring them in, because they might get blown around.
Mm-hmm. Not the end of September like most of us do when we decide it's time to bring it in. And Alan, listen, you said the week is going to be windy. So we have this on Wednesday, but then on Friday we're expecting more adverse conditions, more sort of, would you classify it as stormy conditions on Friday?
Yes, it's another low pressure system that looks to develop on Thursday night into Friday. So it does look like that's going to bring us some more wet and windy weather as well. Now, there is a possibility that could stay mainly to the south. So it's more the south that could see the impacts of that. But obviously this far out, the track is a little bit uncertain yet. But yes, we have another low system, unfortunately, following after the remains of Ernesto to bring us more wet and windy weather to see out the last month of summer.
All right. Nothing to look forward to so this week, apart from the really interesting hazy skies that some people might have noticed. And that's due to this really interesting phenomenon where you've got wildfires in America sending over this sort of cloud plume to this part of the world.
Yes, it was very obvious, I think, you know, mainly at sunset and sunrise, but also yesterday that haze that was over us was created by, it's actually the Canadian wildfires. Now, like, to think that the smoke has travelled the whole way across the Atlantic, but that's what gave the colour to the sunset yesterday, the haze yesterday, but also that amazing looking moon last night, if you saw it. Mm-hmm. It was very much like a harvest moon, which some people were confusing with. The harvest moon is actually in September, but that colour was due to that haze, unfortunately, created by the wildfire smoke all the way coming from across the Atlantic from Canada.
Right. And we have another full moon tonight as well, if people missed it last night, although it's going to be a bit cloudier tonight.
Yeah, there will be some breaks in the cloud. And looking at it, there might be a few breaks for people to see it. And it's a super full blue moon, or blue super moon. So that's, it's a kind of a little bit rare to get all those together. Now, blue moon just means two in the 1 month. A super means it's a little bit closer to Earth. So I think it's about a 1 in a 10 year event, but it won't be blue. It could still be a little bit orange. Not that it's ever blue, but it's just, I suppose some people maybe get confused about looking at the colour of it. But certainly, unfortunately, while it was very nice to look at, it's not particularly nice to look at the fact that it's colour of it all over across.
Okay. Okay, well, we've just lost Alan's line there somewhat, but we got plenty of information from Alan about what we can expect weather-wise over the next little while. That's Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather.